Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us, 215-592-9490. For joining us in studio right now, as she does every week at this time, is Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how are we doing?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're just, you know, talking about the quarterback and the head coach and the Eagles.
Should have taken the three.
Well, of course you should have taken the three. Yes. All right, Rhea, we all agree on that they should have taken the three.
Because we're bright people.
We get it. There's some people around here. I don't know what's going on. But Rhea, where there's a lot of disagreement is about Jalen Hurts and where he is right now. So we could all look at the numbers. There's been a lot of good. There's also been six turnovers so far. Rhea, Jason Kelce was on The Sporting with you guys, and he said that that Jalen is getting better. And I'm driving, and that struck me because the numbers in a lot of ways say he's getting worse, right? And I think we all see some ways he's improving, but the numbers are worse in a lot of areas. Do you think he's getting better?
What do you mean, the number, the stats?
Stats. So is
a lot of offenses are down this year.
They are. But Jalen from, let's say, two years ago, his best year, to last year to this year, interceptions are up, sacks are up, his completion percentage is up this year but down last year, and his passer rating is way down the last couple of years. Do you think he's getting better?
I do. I feel like I'm one of the only people who came out of the game with the Saints feeling positive about it. Because of the, let's also remember, his number one receiver has been out for two games.
And their best offensive lineman was out in this game.
It was out most, and Mekhi was out, you know, for most of the half. Then you lose Smith. He went 7 of 10 for 150 yards in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, to your point.
With a pretty impressive quarterback rating. To me, the adversity he faced to be able to, you know, help, obviously, with Goddard and Saquon Barkley, once Kellen Moore remembers that he's on the team. Hugh knows how I feel about Kellen.
The best tweets on a Sunday are coming from me. Best text, should say. They're not
five
tweets.
Five times in the first half. I've definitely seen growth. I really have. I mean, the turnovers, we know he's got to fix that. I feel like I think most of us feel like Smith was probably more to blame for that, but maybe you still don't throw it in that spot.
Right.
The fumble was egregious. Absolutely.
That's the one that you can't get past.
There's no excuse for that. I mean, there's no excuse for that. He should know better. But, I think without having his number one receiver and everything that happened in that Saints game in terms of losing people to injuries, having the two turnovers, I feel better about Jalen, certainly, than I want to see how he performs against the Bucs.
And Todd Bowles, that's a test.
That's been his kryptonite. That's really been his kryptonite. And the fact that you're going into a game and you don't have some of your primary weapons. Yeah. That's going to be a tough one, man.
It's all going to come to what kind of game plan, because Tampa Bay has allowed six rushing touchdowns and I believe one passing touchdown so far this season. They got rolled up at home.
By the Broncos.
By the Broncos.
Yeah.
Now, they were without Vita Vea and they were without their tackle. I think the tackle is going to be back. He had a concussion. But, you look at it, the game plan should be a lot of Saquon and a lot of Goddard, basically.
Yeah, it
should be.
And I think the Bucs are kind of a make-believe 2-1, because that game they won, they beat the Lions 2 weeks ago.
Washington. Yeah.
But they got outgained by Detroit by 250 yards and won. That was a kind of a weird win they had. So it is interesting, right, because the Eagles are favored in this game on Sunday. Yet you look at it, and we don't know if we're going to have Lane. We might not have Devontae, AJ. It feels like this one's got to be Jalen, protect the ball as best you can, and it's got to be another Saquon game this week.
And I'm looking at it from a different way. From Hugh's favorite thing, defense is a luxury.
It's not anymore.
They've helped you win two games, basically.
I know. Hugh's been quiet about it lately.
He has been sacked, Baker Mayfield, 12 times, I believe, in the last two games. He is a completely different guy when he's under pressure. So this may be, Hugh, we want a bold prediction on Bryce Huff.
Bryce Huff,
one sack.
I believe
this is the week.
No, I believe in Bryce Huff. He's played in his 18 snaps. He was somewhat productive.
18 snaps.
Just think about what you just said.
I know, Rhea.
I said 18
it.
Snaps.
But he needs to learn how to. He set the edge better. He just gets engulfed. I don't understand how all of a sudden he forgot how to pass rush.
Yeah, that's the. It must be that he hasn't picked up the defense yet.
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing we think he should be able to do. It's just go get the quarterback.
But it's a new system, and Vic, doesn't strike me as a warm and fuzzy guy. So it's
that's fair.
I don't think he's, and this is not an indictment on, I guess it kind of is. He's not, I don't think he's doing enough to help him adjust.
You have to. I mean, you know the guy can sack the quarterback.
Yeah, you paid him a ton of money. Yeah. I personally feel like Bryce Huff needs to be moved from left defensive end, left outside linebacker to right. I feel like even though he has rushed, I've seen a lot of rushes from that position. like when he's over there, you
did
sometimes
they move him around a lot with the Jets.
Yeah, okay. I've seen a couple rushes right. where he's been on the right side. Okay. But the thing that I'm seeing, Rhea, is that because he got a sack on Jordan Mailata last year.
Okay.
So, but the thing that I'm seeing is he's getting confused with the line as I work with my hands again on radio.
It's my favorite thing.
But what he is doing, he doesn't understand the splits between the tight end, the tackle, and the guard, and he's lining up too wide. Mm. He's not giving himself a chance on pass rush, in my opinion.
Okay.
It's because he's rushing wide. He doesn't understand where the quarterback's going. He doesn't have special awareness enough to know whether the quarterback's holding on to the ball, pumping it, or is he throwing the ball downfield.
Are they showing him that on the sidelines?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just curious how coached up he's getting.
I don't know. But I think part of it is, too, he's frustrated.
Yeah, well, yeah, 100%.
He's clearly frustrated. But he's not help. Like, when I watch him line up, he's not helping himself lining up not, like, 4 or 5 yards outside the tight end and the tackle's right here and the guard. Like, you're leaving yourself a wide-open space for a run play or just the distance to the quarterback is just too great. He needs to learn his splits and stop taking on those chip blocks with his whole body.
And I think
it's a lot.
It's easy for us right now to say, no big deal, Brandon will play. But, like, I don't know if Brandon's going to – I hope he does. But it's a lot to ask him to hold up all year playing all these snaps. Like,
not just
this year. They're going to need Bryce Huff to figure this out.
Did you see the Ruben Frank article today?
It could be another year, Brandon Graham.
The way he's playing.
I think he's their best pass rusher right now, best edge guy. Yeah. They might need to bring him back.
I told him when I saw him, I said, please don't ever retire.
You can't. They still need him. Yeah. All right, so, Rhea, you hit on something. And I think it adds context to Jalen's numbers and the way he's playing, but also it spins back to our guy Hugh Douglas, who thinks defense is a luxury. Do we think what's happening in the NFL the first 3 weeks is the new NFL? So I have this number in front of me. So we have, last week there were only 38.3 points scored per game among both teams. Like, that's an average of like a 20 to 18 score. Is the NFL changing, Rhea? Do you think we're seeing something that, because it just feels like it's been a trajectory for 20 years of offense, offense, offense. It feels like it's going backwards
now. Well, they're running a lot more this year. I mean, that's... You know, you're not picking up the chunks, you know, with the
clock is moving more.
Correct. So there's, you know, like, you know, I complain a lot that Saquon only got 5 carries, but they basically didn't have the ball at all in the first quarter.
They didn't.
So you look at the Chiefs offense doesn't look like any. I mean, you look at Travis Kelce sitting on the sidelines, you know, miserable because, you know, they're getting a lot of help from the officials. They don't need the help. You could stop with that. But it's down across the board. So,
Hugh, do you say? I mean, you've told us for years, defense luxury feels
it is.
But if these games are 20-18, it's not a luxury.
Defense is a luxury. Our defense
help
is on
that I'm blind.
Back of a milk carton, the first 2 weeks. I like the way that they played Sunday.
Not the first half of the Green Bay game.
Okay, the first half
they
stood
stops,
up.
Yeah.
But then after that though, Rhea, they were on skates.
They were on a mini bye.
They had steering wheels on their back. Guys were getting drove all over the place. Yeah. They played upset. They played with passion this week. They need to do that every week.
Well, and he made adjustments.
He did.
But a 5-man front help. But technique was the biggest thing that I saw. Like Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, those guys played with their hands, they were violent. That sounded weird.
No, I'm telling you,
it's true, but it was weird.
Yeah,
Derek Carr was afraid after Jordan Davis. When you see a man that large running
coming at you, a full head of steam,
you don't ever want to see it again. You saw passes. He was throwing passes into the gray. He was not the David Carr, you know, although he had in those, they're 2-0 start. He hadn't thrown the ball a ton.
No, well, they got ahead of the sticks. They were running it.
Yeah.
And I told Joe, I was like, I don't know if I trust him throwing the football. Same thing with kind of like with Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield has looked good these last couple of weeks.
They're similar quarterbacks.
But he's still mortal. He could be made mortal. So, yeah.
I don't know, Hugh. It feels like defense is coming back. Well, I mean, it feels like
it feels like it is, but it's still not a necessity. It's still not. I think for us, it's been very, very good. I don't know how
they've
these cats are going to play.
They basically... If Green Bay goes up 14-0, the Eagles probably won't come back in that game.
Hell of a stance that they had.
Their two
first
wins, the defense has been very necessary.
And they stopped a team that had scored 91 points in 2 games.
What happened against Atlanta? You know what they were? They saw Bijan Robinson, the back of his jersey, more than they saw the front.
Well, it was a necessity, and we didn't get it that night.
Yeah. I hear you, but it's still kind of playing out the way that I thought it would.
I mean, because
even with that being said, hey Kyle, I'm gonna die on this hill. Even with that being said, even in the Atlanta game, we still had a chance to win, and our beautiful coach, great man, he did what he did towards the end.
Not happy.
Yeah, none of us are.
I don't give a shit.
I'm down this hill. You know, I'm not moving off this rock.
You are going to literally die on this. So, Rhea, we appreciate you hopping in, and hopefully we get another win to talk about next week. Thank you, Rhea.
Who do we want to play?
In the first round?
Yeah.
The Phillies?
Yeah.
I'll tell you who I don't want to play.
Diamondbacks.
No, it's San Diego.
Really?
The Fathers.
They were 50 and 50.
They're the best team since
they
the
have
break.
Been 41 and 17 since. I kind of want revenge on the Diamondbacks. I want to see him again. I want to beat him.
No.
You don't want him?
No.
So who do you want?
The Brewers, the Mets, or the Braves?
I wouldn't mind seeing the Braves.
Yeah.
They're
Braves
a shell of themselves.
They're
a shell of themselves.
Yeah. I'm okay with that, but not the Diamondbacks.
Not Arizona. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, they're going to have a say this weekend, the Phillies. Yeah. We're going to talk about it. Should they go for the one, the two? We'll discuss it. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Your calls after break. Do you believe Jalen Hurts is getting better? And the best of Kelce on the morning show next on Sports Radio 94 WI.